Now we come, after finishing the process of meditation being utilized for the development of Kundalini, which we have just finished, we have another series of exercises for awakening Kundalini, which is known as Prana Yoga, or the science of breathing. Actually, even though it is called as the science of breathing, actually it is the science of thought or sankalpa which pulls the prana that is all around us into the required part of the body with the help of the breath. There are four fundamentals which one should remember while practicing the prana yoga. The first is awareness. One should be aware 24 hours that he is breathing. He should always be aware of his breath. This is what is called in Bhagavad Gita as the Ananya Chinta, continuous remembrance. And Potana in his Bhagavata, explaining this state of Prahlada, has said that Prahlada was always aware of the feet of Narayana. Even when he was eating, drinking, speaking, playing, sleeping, whatever he is doing, he was always aware of the 2 feet of Narayana, and that is nothing but the Ida and the Pingala. So the first aspect of Prana Yoga is awareness of your breath. Second, one should have the scientific approach towards breathing, that of research and analysis. This is known as Swara Yoga, and a lot of details can be obtained from the various books on Swara Yoga, and also from this book, Gayatri, Kundalini and Savitri, in the 4th chapter, 2nd section. The third aspect is, one should always have the diaphragmatic breathing. In this diaphragmatic breathing, it should always be remembered that while we were talking about the Swara Yoga, the second fundamental aspect, we were only a witness for the breath. But now, in this third aspect, along with the breath, a sankalpa, a thought, a visualization of what you desire must be linked up with the breath. Because a breath without a sankalpa can only give you a physical health. But when a sankalpa, a thought process is added to the breath, the subtler bodies, the pranamaya kosha and the manomaya kosha also develop. And one of the best sankalpas is the soham aspect, where the sadhaka breathes in the breath with a decision that he will do what the God says, Karishye Vachanam Tava. The fourth aspect of the prana yoga is that the breath should be taken in without a jerk, pause or shallowness or noise. So your breath must be a smooth, silent, deep breath without a jerk, without pauses, without shallowness or without noise. Generally, a man breathes one breath per 4 seconds. One breath means inhalation and exhalation together. If the time taken for one breath can be increased to 90 seconds, many marvelous results can be obtained. With these basics of pranayama, we come to the Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. Here one should remember that the Nadi is not equivalent to the nerves. Through nerves, the electrical impulses, so the brain flow. Through the blood vessels, the blood flows. And through nadis, the prana flows. So prana is subtler than the nerves, but they coexist along with the blood vessels and nerves. Just as in the blood vessels the oxygen flows, removing the dirt and cleansing the complexes and toxins of the blood, similarly when you breathe, the prana also goes in and it flows into the nadis and cleanses them. The nadis, you can say, are the carriers of consciousness. Just as by breath we get oxygen as the fuel, from the subtle occult worlds we get prana as the fuel. That you are able to absorb the required quantity of prana and that prana is properly circulating in the nadis can be understood by the following results. Vapuh krushatvam vadane prasannata nadasputatvam nayane sunirmile arogyata bindu jayogni deepanam nadi vishuddha hatayoga lakshanam. So these are the characteristics when you practice the pranayama, the prana yoga. If these results are seen, you can be sure that your prana yoga is taking effect. First is vapuh krushatvam. Your body becomes well balanced, neither overweight nor underweight. The second, vadane prasannata. Your face will always be smiling, or you will always have a cheerful attitude. Nayane sunirmile. Your eyes are very clear and pure. Arogyata. You don't have any diseases. Bindujayo. You are able to control the sexual urge. Agni deepanam. Your hunger increases. So these are the characteristics of a successful pranayama practitioner. The whole body has two types of nervous systems. One is known as the sympathetic nervous system and the other is known as the parasympathetic nervous system. Similarly, we have two types of pranic systems in our body also, which has known as the Ida Nadi and the Pingala Nadi. They can also be called as the positive and negative electricities. In spiritual science, it is known as the Purusha and the Prakriti. In the subtle body or in the Pranamaya Kosha, there are 40 nadis which are important. Remember always the difference between nadis and nerves. Nadi is for pranamaya kosha and nerves are for the nervous system. And here I am talking about the nadis, that of the pranamaya kosha. There are 14 important ones known as the sushumna, second ida, third pingala, fourth gandhari, fifth Hastajihva, sixth Kuhu, seventh Saraswati, eighth Pusha, ninth Shinkhini, టెన్త్ పయస్విని, లెవెన్త్ వారుణి, ట్వెల్త్ ఆలంబుష, థర్టీన్త్ విశ్వోదరి, ఫోర్టీన్త్ యశస్వి. ద నేమ్స్ గివ్స్ యూ ఎన్ ఇండికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇంపార్టెన్స్, ద యాక్టివిటీ అండ్ ద డైరెక్షన్స్ ఇన్ విచ్ దీస్ నాడీస్ మూవ్. జస్ట్ యాజ్ we have 14 gems that were obtained by the samudra manthana, the same level of blessings we can obtain by the pranic flow with which we can link up with the subtle occult world through these 14 nadis. The pranayama process. Imagine a cool, shining, white moon at the navel center. Close your right nostril and inhale and exhale 3 times from the left nostril. Then imagine a shining hot sun at the navel center. Close your left nostril. Inhale and exhale to the right nostril. And now inhale and exhale, then inhale 8 to the both nostrils and exhale through mouth. This is the process of the pranayama. 3 times from the left nostril, 3 times from the right nostril, and then 3 times inhalation to both the nostrils and exhalation through mouth. In this way, the 3 from the left, 3 from the right, and 3 from the both nostrils constitute one pranayama. And now you can go on increasing according to your ability the number of pranayamas. This cleanses the nadis. Another important sadhana in the pranayoga of Kundalini Jagarana is the soham sadhana. Kundalini sadhana is a branch of Gayatri Mahavidya, and one of the branches of Gayatri Mahavidya is the process of doing japa. Another process of the japa is known as the ajapa japa. According to yogis, the jivatma in a state of unconsciousness is always involved in the ajapa japa of soham. This ajapa japa of soham is known as the ajapa gayatri. This particular japa of soham is continuously being done involuntarily along with our breath. If this ajapa gayatri is done with an effort, it is known as Hamsa Yoga. This is one of the most basic practice of Kundalini Jagarana. When you take the breath in at the time of inhalation, you hear a sound of so. Remember what is being told. You are not to utter or think about the sound so. You try to hear with your subtle ear the sound so when the air goes in. Along with the inhalation, you should hear the sound so. No, you are not supposed to utter it mentally also. And when you release the breath, along with exhalation, try to hear the sound hum. This is the practice of the Hamsa Yoga. This process of hearing the sound so with inhalation and hum with exhalation, with the antaha and bahya kumbhakas, is the technique proper. The more slowly and deeply you take the breath and release the breath, the more clearer will be the sound that is heard. So is the sound of the Divine, the Paramatma, and hum is the sound of the Jiva. So this inherent sound observing soham pranayama is a method by which the body, or our physical, emotional and mental bodies, are surrendered to the Divine. This surrendering of the bodies, this revolution of the consciousness, where the Divine replaces the ego-centered consciousness, is like a revolution in the physical world. Just as in a revolution, the government changes. Similarly, by this soham revolution, the truth, justice and love is established and enthroned, so that the sadhaka is now a tool of the Divine. The basic underlying principle of this soham sadhana is not to ask the Divine to fulfill your desires, but a decision, a sankalpa of doing His works. Karishye vachanam tava. Another important sadhana, pranayoga sadhana, is known as the Shakti Chalini Mudra. By this, the sleeping kundalini power in the muladhara is awakened and pushed upwards. Generally, the kundalini mahashakti flows downwards, especially through the sex organs. To make this move upwards, in hatha yoga, the practice of vasti and vajroli is done. But there are difficult practices. A similar effective but not so hard a practice is given as the Shakti Chalini Mudra, where the kundalini makes a U-turn and instead of going down, starts going upwards. By the sankalpa, by the willpower, in Shakti Chalini Mudra, the anus and the urinary tract are pulled in. Because of this pulling in, the normal attitude of these two instruments, the anus and the urine, to flow downwards is reversed. And now, while this pulling in of these two organs, the anus and the urinary tract, is being done, a sankalpa is added to it, that is, the prana is coming through the anus and the urinary tract into the muladhara, and from there the apana is moving upwards towards the heart center, the prana. It is just like breathing air through the two nostrils. The difference is, in Shakti Chalini Mudra, we are not breathing air, but we are breathing prana. And breathing prana from any chakra is a very normal occurring. The only thing is, we are not aware of it. So in the first half of this Shakti Chalini Mudra, we practice the Mula Bandha. In this Mula Bandha, as the anus and the urinary tract is pulled upwards, we force the apana prana upwards first until the navel center, and then as the antakumbhaka becomes more efficient, the apana prana is pushed upwards along with the mula bandha towards the heart center where the prana resides. This is known as the apana is offered into the prana. And then as we release the mula bandha, we feel the prana that is entering to the noon we feel the prana through the air which is entering the two nostrils, reaching to the anahata level, and then from there it is pushed downwards till it is merged with apana. This process of apana by mula bandha reaching anahata, and then the prana from anahata reaching the muladhara, is what is described as apane juhvati pranam, pranopanam tadhapare, pranayama gati rudhva, pranayama parayana. This process of Shakti Chalini Mudra gives the sadhaka a long life and a perfect health. Another pranayama by which the pranagni is awakened is known as the Surya Bhedana Pranayama. By this Surya Bhedana Pranayama, the sadhaka is able to extract whatever amount of prana that is pervading all over the world into him. Because of attracting this prana, the sadhaka is able to get not only physical prosperity but also divine vibhutis. But he has to be very careful about his food and other activities. That is what Lord Krishna said, yukta hara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapna avabodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. Just as yet well-defined process in science, a man can split an atom and get tremendous powers that is present in the nucleus of an atom. A similar scientific experiment is conducted while doing the Surya Vedana Pranayama. By this Surya Vedana Pranayama, the Jiva consciousness mingles with the cosmic consciousness so that the small Jiva energy bursts into a cosmic energy. In Surya Vedana Pranayama, Dhyana, Dharana, and a tremendous Sankalpa Shakti is necessary. While inhaling, you have to pull down, bring down, tie down the Mahaprana, the Vishwaprana into you. As you are breathing, along with the breath and air, you should have a very thorough feeling that the prana is also coming in. In the occult world, in the spiritual area, faith is the most potent instrument. It is the power of Shraddha which brings you results. The success in the ritualistic aspects of the sadhana is mainly dependent upon the extent of faith the sadhaka has. Those who know this secret always utilize in their upasana and sadhana the tremendous power of Shraddha. Sit alone in a peaceful atmosphere, having the backbone straight, eyes half closed, and both hands on the knees. This is what is known as the Prana Mudra. Close the right nostril. Exhale through the right left nostril. And inhale very, very slowly, along with the tremendous Shraddha and determination, Sankalpa, that along with the breath, tremendous amounts of prana is also entering. This pranic energy should go direct through the Muladhara via the left side of the Sushumna and give a great hit to the Pranagni at Muladhara. Because of this powerful hit of pranic current through the Ida nerve at the base of the spine, Muladhara, the Pranagni there is awakened. This is the first half of Surya Vedana Pranayama, where you inhale prana through the left nostril. It goes down to the Muladhara powerfully and violently through the left side of the Sushumna and awakens the Pranagni that is sleeping at the base Muladhara. The feeling of this awakening is most important. This is the first half. Now, the awakened Pranagni along with the pranic current that has reached the base through the Ida takes an upward turn through the Pingala, the right nostril, and is exhaled from the right nostril, and the heat of the pranagni must be felt. Then, now the reverse is done. The prana is attracted by the right nostril, hits the muladhara through the right side of the sushumna, awakens the pranagni there, and comes out as an exhalation via the ida current. This is sometimes known as loma viloma pranayama also. But actually, the name Surya Vedana Pranayama is more apt because it awakens the pranagni, not kundalini. This practice of Surya Vedana not only removes the toxins and dirt that is present in the body, but it also develops the personality by removing personality limitations. Daily and continuous practice of this pranayama, not only the pranagni of the sadhaka is awakened, he gets many physical and spiritual benefits. Even though the technique of Surya Vedana seems to be simple, its results are tremendous. We have a pranayama for physical health. Sit in a comfortable asana with the backbone straight. Let the chin touch the chest and let the eyes be loosely fixed on the tip of the nose. Close the right nostril with your right thumb. Inhale through the left nostril. This is Puraka. Close the left nostril with your ring finger and little finger. This is Antakumbhaka. Go on repeating your Ishta Mantra or Pranava until you can keep the Antakumbhaka comfortably, retain it. Now, remove the right thumb from the right nostril and release the air slowly, a very slow exhalation from the right nostril. Now, close it with the right thumb. This is Bahya Kumbhaka. Maintain it till the time you feel comfortable. Go on repeating Omkar. Then, open both the nostrils and inhale. Then exhale. This is one pranayama. Repeat this 3 times. And never try to retain a breath if it is uncomfortable, because then you may get anger, ayasam, breathlessness, cough, ikkillu, hiccups, and problems related to ears and head. So the retention must be only till it is comfortable. If this pranayama is done regularly in a pure atmosphere, a man becomes healthy, the longevity increases and he will be able to digest any food. The technique that has been described above must be followed in the reverse direction also. Every day, increasing a count of 2, in a 15 days, you should reach a level where you can do this pranayama 30 times. Semen protecting pranayama, Virya Rakshaka pranayama. Before practicing this pranayama, one should practice Siddhasana until you can sit in Siddhasana for 30 minutes without any movement steadily. Then only this pranayama must be started. First step, sit in Siddhasana and observe which nostril is active. If the inactive nostril is right one, then since the breath is not flowing through the right nostril, close it with your right thumb. If the inactive nostril is left, close it with your ring and little fingers. Second step, take a slow, deep inhalation through the active nostril. At the same time, practice Mula Bandha. And once you have this Mula Bandha, it should be continuously in the same process. That is, the Mula Bandha has to be maintained till the pranayama is over. Now, third step. Close the second nostril also. Fourth step. Being in Antakumbhaka, that is retaining the breath, inhale pranashakti through the urinary tract and let the stomach move as in Kapalabhati. Remember that this process is to be maintained while the air is retained. Try to do it as much as you can, but remember the retention must be very, very comfortable. No pressures anywhere at all, except the physical Mula Bandha has to be retained continuously. Fifth step. Exhale the breath through the inactive nostril. While exhalation, the stomach movements should be stopped, but the Mula Bandha must be maintained. This is one pranayama. You should repeat it 3 times. This is one sitting. After a month, you increase it 3 more, that is 5 pranayamas in a single sitting. In this way, in 6 months, one should be able to do 15 pranayamas in a sitting. That means the Mula Bandha should not be released till all the 15 pranayamas in a single sitting are completed. Then only you have achieved success in this pranayama. This pranayama not only develops health, it also develops your sexual vigor, removes Swapna Dosha, and Prameha. Jai Guru. In the Kundalini Jagarana Prakriya, or the process of awakening the Kundalini, that is the earth energy residing in the body, we have finished the meditative aspects of the practice, Dhyana Sadhana, and are now continuing the practices of the pranayama techniques to awaken Kundalini. In the pranayama techniques, Shitkari pranayama is one of the main tools. This is a pranayama which makes your body cool. When you feel that you are feeling very hot while doing the sadhanas, this pranayama helps to bring down your level of heat generation to bearable levels. The Shitkari pranayama is done like this. Stage 1, sit comfortably in any suitable asana. Peacefully. Make the lips round as if you are going to whistle and inhale the air. When you have completely inhaled, in the second stage, close the lips and drink the air as if you are drinking water. You should feel that gulp, 1, 2, 3, going in the air. The third stage is rhythmically and slowly exhale through your both nostrils. This process can be done in the mornings, evenings or nights. Never do it more than 5 or 7 times at one time. This cleanses the blood, cures the digestive troubles. It should not be practiced where the air is impure, and it should not be practiced after food. You should give at least 3 to 4 hours of gap after taking food. Next pranayama, Shitala pranayama. Sit in Padmasana and turn your face in the direction of the pure air flow. In this, sitting towards the air flow is important. So first you should check the airflow and sit in that direction. Whatever may be the direction, that is the direction from which you are able to feel the flow of air. Then put your lips as if you are going to whistle. And drink the air through your mouth. Then close your mouth and exhale from the nostrils. This process can be done 3 times a day, but never cross the limit of 10 minutes each time. Now we enter the Nada Sadhana of Kundalini Jagarana, where the Nada, the sounds are utilized for awakening the Kundalini. This sadhana is also known as Laya Yoga. The Nada is of two kinds. One is the Ahata Nada and the second is Anahata Nada. And both these Nadas originate from the Kundalini power. The entire process of uttering a sentence is the process of Ahata Nada Prakriya. This has four stages. They are Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama and Vaikari. When you begin to utter a word or a sentence, a very subtle process begins at Mooladhara, that is known as Para. So any sound that is uttered has its basis in Mooladhara and is known as the Para Vani. Because of the breath, because of the process of inhalation and exhalation, the process of squeezing and extension that happens in the Mooladhara is the main source to utter a word. The Nada happens because of the effort, the chesta of the Paravak Shakti. Then, at Swadhisthana Chakra, the Nada Shakti transforms itself into the Pashyanti Vani. Because of the movements of the stomach, the belly, especially the dilation and contraction of the belly, and especially the navel, is the cause for the Pashyanti Vani at Swadhisthana Chakra. Because of these movements of the Pashyanti Vani, at Anahata Chakra, it is converted into the Madhyama Vani. This Madhyama Vani is because of the movements of the lungs. So the movements of the Mooladhara Chakra, the anus and the urinary tract is the cause of Paravani. The movements of the belly is the cause for Pashyanti Vani. The movements of the lungs is the cause for the Madhyama Vani or the Anahata Chakra. And then these vibrations are converted into Vaikari Vani because of the movements at the Vishuddhi, where the larynx, the tongue, all take part in converting the Madhyama Anahata Vani into the Vaikari Vani. Anahata nada is that which originates without any physical matter's vibrations, that it is beyond the four states of vani. So anahata nada is beyond or different from para, pashyanti, madhyama and vaikari. This is a very subtle sound flow existing in nature. The thing the sadhaka has to do is only to hear the sounds originating in nature. He has to practice the ability to hear the sounds. This is possible only when the chitta vrittis are tuned and submerged in the flow of that particular anahata sound. This is the process of laya yoga, where the sadhaka quiets his chitta vrittis just as he does in the process of raja yoga. But here his object of meditation is to make himself one, dissolve himself into the anahata sounds coming from nature. That is why it is known as laya yoga or nada sadhana. When the basic sound flow, the om is taken as the basic anahata nada sadhana, is the highest level of this practice, when the sadhaka can merge himself into the basic anahata sound originating from the deep, deep, deep depths of the nature. Then the Atma merges into the Paramatma. The process of doing anahata sadhana for awakening the Kundalini is done as follows. With effort and continuous practice, try to hear the anahata nada flowing upwards from below the backbone, going up and up and up. This ichha shakti makes you tuned to the paranada generated by the pranic forces in the backbone. That is, you have to be so concentrated and detached from the external sounds that you will hear the paranada originating in the body because of the various interactions of the pranic forces, not matter forces, at the base of the backbone, the Mooladhara. Now when you pull it up, or if you flow along with it up to Swadhisthana, you will hear the Pashyanti Anahata Nada. When this Pashyanti Anahata Nada originating from Mooladhara and Swadhisthana is coupled with buddhi, understanding, it becomes the Madhyama Anahata Nada, and this is what we try to understand and experience at the heart center, And this is the place where the real Bhakti Yoga starts. And at Vishuddhi Chakra, as the Madhyama Anahata Nada flows into the Vishuddhi, it is converted into the Vaikari sound, which comes out through the throat, lips, and other parts of the voice machine. In the practice of this nada energy, nada shakti, the experience of various sounds like hum, etc. must be practiced. This nada bubbles up from Muladhara, enters the brain and head, and has a greatly magnified sound effect at Sahasrara Kshetra. In this divine reverberations and echo of the nada, when the chitta vritti is merged, this is known as the laya yoga. This is the process to be practiced. When the nada is concentrated into a point at Sahasrara, it is known as the Nada Jyoti. One of the methods of trying to hear this Anahata Nadas is to utilize the Yoni Mudra and experience the sounds. The various sounds that are emanating throughout the nature and which we can contact by this Nada Yoga Sadhana have been enumerated in Jabala Darshopanishad as Shankadhvani Nimishchadav Madhye Meghadhanitvada Paschat Prito Mahapranaha Satchadonmukho Bhavet. First, the Anahata Nada is heard like that of a conch, Shankha. Then you will hear it like the thunder in the clouds. And when this Nada enters the head, you will feel the sound as of a waterfall. And in the end, you will have a very pleasant divine experience. All these sounds are natural sounds. You are just increase your ability to hear them. While doing this sadhana, there may be many experiences and you may get many siddhis or indications of progress. You should ignore all of them and go ahead. And remember that the entire aim of this sadhana is to achieve the bindu form of the crystallized nada. Ghanibhuta bindu, to which the nada is transformed. In Kundalini sadhana of this laya yoga or nada sadhana, we have the nada bindu kala sadhanas. In this process, the unheard of and very difficult to hear natural sound waves or flow of sounds are to be heard. We have from Muladhara to Sahasrara The Nada Yoga starts with Lam and ends with Kham. That is, when you are practicing the Nada Yoga, the Paravani, the natural Paravani that you hear at Muladhara is Lam, and in and around Sahasrara it is Kham. At Swadhisthana, Vam, Cham. Manipuraka, Ram, Tham. Anahata, Yam, Tham. Vishuddhi, Ham, Pam. Ajna, Om, Ham, Cham. Now, we enter into this special field of Pujya Gurudev's methodology for awakening not only the Kundalini of the individuals and that of the India and that of the world, 3-in-1 together program. Individual Kundalini Jagarana, collective Kundalini Jagarana of a particular state or a country, and then the entire collective Kundalini Jagarana of planet Earth by utilizing the Gayatri Mantra. In the body, we have many ordinary and also extraordinary organs. Those extraordinary organs which are located in various parts of our body, in our yogic terminology, are known as the mama sthanas. And these are the sthanas which the fighters attack because of the very, very high order of sensitivity of these mama sthanas, where even a slight pressure may make the attacked to become unconscious or may die. In these marmasthanas, we have a very secret spiritual powers that can be aroused if their centers can be located. Each marmasthana has a bindu, and if you can touch that bindu, and remember that bindu is nothing but solidified nadas. If those can be exploded, just as a nucleus of an atom is exploded, terrific powers can be released on it. One of the main areas in the human body where these very sensitive mama sthanas, or what we call the secret sthanas, are located, the backbone is one. Not only the backbone is the basis of the human body, it has also, as we have just said, a center where the intensive, very sensitive, powerful marmasthanas are located. The backbone is made up of 33 vertebra, and those who are able to see, the tattva-darshis, the rishis, were able to see in each vertebra tremendous divine powers. These are called the Astavasus, Dvadasa Adityas, Ekadasa Rudras, Indra and Prajapati, making a total of 33. In and around and basing on the backbone, there are many nadis, where the pranic currents flow, and these are the sources of anahata nada. According to spiritual science, three nadis are very important. They are ida, pingala, and sushumna. If you physically open out and dissect the backbone, these nadis are not visible. These are pranic channels, the nadis. Ida can be said the negative nadi and pingala the positive nadi. And a connection between these two, the negative nadi ida and the positive nadi pingala, generates the pranic current of sushumna. That is, these two create the sushumna. The upper end of the sushumna nadi is located in the sahasrara, and the lower end has its connection with mooladhara. In the sushumna nadi, there is another triad known as the Vajra, Chitrini, and Brahmanadi. Inside Sushumna, the Vajra Nadi is there. Inside Vajra Nadi, the Chitrini Nadi is there. And inside the Chitrini Nadi, the Brahmanadi is there. This Brahmanadi is the Marmasthala center, power center of all other nadis. That is why it has so many layers, because such a sensitive center needs very high protection. When the Brahmanadi enters the brain center, it extends and divides itself into 1,000 parts. This Brahmanadi at Muladhara is tied to a 6-angled black shape, just as a tent is tied by a peg to the earth. Similarly, the Brahmanadi, by being tied to the 6-angled black atom, which keeps the pranas in the body. So this Brahmanadi, which is tied down in the Muladhara by a small black 6-angled atom, is the cause for the pranas residing in the body. This black 6-angled atom is known as the kurma, and the place where the Brahmanadi is tied with the kurma is known as the kundalini. Just as uranium and plutonium, because of their atomic structure, can be very easily split up, similarly, of all the various conscious atoms or atoms of the consciousness known as the Chaitanya Paramanus, it is very easy to mobilize the atoms in the Kundalini. You understood the similarity? Just as you can release the atomic energy very easily from the atomic structure of uranium and plutonium, the 6-angled black atoms present in Muladhara, they are very easily controlled and exposed and explored by the effect of sankalpa, by your thoughts. Just as scientists are now doing researches into the various aspects of nuclear energy basing on the uranium and plutonium atoms, the rishis of the ancient days researched about the kundalini power that can be exposed by utilizing the Mooladhara black six-angled Chaitanya Paramanu. Madame Blavatsky said that kundalini energy is a subtle electrical power which is universal in nature. The velocity of light is about 186,000 miles per second. The velocity of kundalini is 385,000 miles per second. This moves like a snake and relaxes in generally like a coiled snake. Kundalini is the treasure of many secret powers. The divine in us has given this treasury of immense powers and possibilities and has kept it locked with seven locks and keys known as Shat Chakras. In the ancient days, the treasures were secreted in earth and snakes were utilized to protect them. Similarly, the six-angled stone that is kept on the treasure house of human possibilities has the terrific snake Mahakundalini keeping guard over it. It tests the eligibility, patrata of the sadhakas, and when such a sadhaka comes, it makes room for him and helps him to get that treasure. The shakchakras or the subtle complexes are not present in the path of Brahmanadi. The colors of the chakras is because of the prominence of a particular tattva that is present in them. Through these chakras, the pranic shakti, the prana shakti goes and comes. Because of the flow of the prana shaktis, many shapes which are similar in the Devanagari lipi are formed. These are known as the letters of the chakras. When there is a terrific flow of power, we have whirlpools being formed. These whirlpools also have different shapes because of the geography or the differences in the surroundings. Similarly, when the pranavayu flows through Sushumna in the chakras, it forms different forms which are known as the yantras of the chakras. When in the empty space of Brahmanadi or in the subtle places, openings of chakras, the pranic air, the pranasakti flows, a whistling sound is heard. That sound is known as the bijas of the chakras. These are the lam, vam, ram, yam, ham, cham, om sounds that are attributed to the various chakras. When the pranas flow through a chakra, their speed is also altered. The velocity of the flowing pranas pravaha is altered. In one chakra, it has a movement like an elephant. In another chakra, it jumps like a deer. In another chakra, it has a motion of a frog. Such type of movements which the chakras have for the pranic flow are called the vehicles of the chakra, the vahanas of the chakra. Every chakra has different divine powers which are latent in them. And also in every chakra there is a positive heart, a male devata, and also we have a negative called feminine devata. Because unless there is a connection between the positive and negative, or between Agni and Soma principles, you cannot have the flow of life. These life-giving energies, the positive and negative energies of a chakra, are known as the devatas of the chakra. Every principle, every tattva, the pancha tattvas, have their own properties. Depending upon which tattva is predominant in a chakra, the chakras have their properties. Every chakra is linked with a karmendriya and a gyanendriya. But this does not mean that the karmendriya and gyanendriya and chakra is linked only to that particular chakra. The subtle powers of the chakras flow throughout the body everywhere. But the awakening of a particular chakra may show its effect on its karmendriya and ganendriya principally. That is why the ganendriya and karmendriya have been allotted as the specific indriyas of the chakras. The divine powers which are allocated to a particular chakra, or the divine names that are allocated to a particular chakra, or the sound vibrations by which those energies that are located in the chakra can be vibrated, has been given a suffix kini and are described as the devatas of the chakras, like dha kini, ra kini. So the kini sound is the suffix of a particular sound by which that particular chakra can be vibrated. opening these Shat Chakras, piercing them, reaching the Sahasrara, and awakening all these chakras and Sahasrara is one of the greatest sciences. It is just like creating a nuclear bomb and utilizing it. Therefore, it is a highly responsible science and practice, and no one should start it by just reading a book. It should be done only under the guidance of a very capable guide. The piercing and opening of the chakras is done by Dhyana Shakti. We know that our brain is a source of electricity. The main current by which this powerhouse activates, or by which the electricity in this powerhouse can be used, is known as mind. Generally, mind is chanchala by nature and flows into many directions. By dhyana, then the multi-directional mind can be concentrated on a particular direction. A tremendous power is developed, and this tremendous power pierces and opens the Shat Chakras.